Vestments and accoutrements. Sovereign and knights. For the order's great occasions, such as its annual service each June in Windsor Castle, as well for coronations, the companions wear an elaborate costume. Most importantly, although hardly visible, the garter is a buckled velvet strap worn around the left calf by men and on the left arm by women. Originally light blue, today the garter is dark blue. Those presented to stranger knights were once set with several jewels. The garter bears the order's motto in gold majuscules. The mantle is a blue velvet robe. Knights and ladies' companions have worn mantles, or coats, since the reign of Henry VII. Once made of wool, they had come to be made out of velvet by the 16th century. The mantle was originally purple, but varied during the 17th and 18th centuries between celestial blue, pale blue, royal blue, dark blue, violet, and ultramarine. Today, mantles are dark blue in color and are lined with white taffeta. The mantles of the sovereign and members of the royal family end in trains. Sewn onto the left shoulder of the mantle is a shield bearing St. George's cross, encircled by a garter. The sovereign's mantle is slightly different, showing instead a representation of the star of the order. Attached to the mantle over the right shoulder are a crimson velvet hood and a surcoat, which have lost all function over time and appear to the modern observer simply as a splash of colour. Today, the mantle, which includes two large gold tassels, is worn over a regular suit or military uniform. The hat is of black velvet and bears the plume of a white ostrich and black heron feathers. Like the mantle, the collar was introduced during Henry VII's reign. Made of pure gold, it weighs 30 troy ounces, approximately 0.933 kilograms. The collar is composed of gold knots alternating with enameled medallions showing a rose encircled by the blue garter. During Henry VII's reign, each garter surrounded two roses, one red and one white, but he later changed the design such that each garter now encircles just one red rose. The collar is worn around the neck over the mantle. The George, a three-dimensional figurine of St. George on horseback, slaying a dragon, colourfully enamelled, is worn suspended from the collar. Aside from these special occasions, however, much simpler insignia are used whenever a member of the order attends an event at which decorations are worn. The star, introduced by Charles I, is an eight-pointed silver badge. In its centre is an enamelled depiction of the cross of St. George surrounded by the garter. Each of the 8 points is depicted as a cluster of rays, with the 4 points of the cardinal directions longer than the intermediate ones. It is worn pinned to the left breast. Formerly, the stars given to foreign monarchs were often inlaid with jewels. Since the Order of the Garter is the UK's senior order, a member will wear its star above that of other orders to which he or she belongs. Up to 4 orders' stars may be worn. The broad riband, introduced by Charles II, is a 4-inch wide sash, worn from the left shoulder to the right hip. Depending on the other clothing worn, it either passes over the left shoulder or is pinned beneath it. The ribbon's colour has varied over the years. It was originally light blue, but was a dark shade under the Hanoverian monarchs. In 1950, the colour was fixed as kingfisher blue. Only one riband is worn at a time, even if a knight or lady belongs to several orders. The badge, sometimes known as the Lesser George, hangs from the riband at the right hip, suspended from a small gold link. Formerly, before Charles II introduced the broad riband, it was around the neck. Like the George, it shows St. George slaying the dragon, but it is flatter and monochromatically gold. In the 15th century, the Lesser George was usually worn attached to a ribbon around the neck. As this was not convenient when riding a horse, the custom of wearing it under the right arm developed. However, on certain collar days, designated by the sovereign, Members attending formal events may wear the order's collar over their military uniform or evening wear. The collar is fastened by the shoulders with silk ribbons. They will then substitute the broad riband of another order to which they belong, if any, since the order of the garter is represented by the collar. Upon the death of a knight or lady, the insignia must be returned to the central chancery of the orders of knighthood. The badge and star are returned personally to the sovereign by the nearest male relative of the deceased. Poor knights. Poor knights originally wore red mantles, each of which bore the cross of St. George, but did not depict the garter. Elizabeth I replaced the mantles with blue and purple gowns, but Charles I returned to the old red mantles. When the poor knights were renamed military knights, the mantles were abandoned. Instead, the military knights of Windsor now wear the old military uniform of an army officer of the unattached list. Black trousers, a scarlet coat, a cocked hat with a plume, and a sword on a white sash. Officers. The officers of the order also have ceremonial vestments and other accoutrements, which they wear and carry for the order's annual service. The prelates' and the chancellor's mantles are blue, like that of the knights, but since the chancellor is now a member of the order, he simply wears a knight's mantle. Those of other officers crimson. All are embroidered with a shield bearing the cross of St. George. Garter King of Arms wears his tabard. Assigned to each officer of the order is a distinctive badge which he wears on a chain around his neck. Each is surrounded by a representation of the garter. The prelate's badge depicts St. George slain a dragon. The garter within which it is depicted is surmounted by a bishop's mitre. The chancellor's badge is a rose encircled by the garter. The badge of Garter Principal King of Arms depicts the royal arms impaled, side by side, with the cross of St. George. The gentleman usher of the Black Rods badge depicts a knot within the garter. The registrar has a badge of a crown above two crossed quills. The secretary, two crossed quills in front of a rose. The chancellor of the order bears a purse, embroidered with the royal arms containing the seal of the order. The gentleman usher of the Black Rod carries his staff of office, the Black Rod. At the order's great occasions, Garter Principal King of Arms bears his baton of office as a King of Arms. He does not usually wear his crown. Chapel. The chapel of the order is St. George's Chapel, Windsor, located in the lower ward of Windsor Castle. It was founded for the order in 1475. The order once held frequent services at the chapel, but they became rare in the 18th century. Discontinued after 1805, the ceremony was revived by George VI in 1948, and it has become an annual event. On a certain day each June, the members of the order, wearing their ceremonial vestments and insignia, meet in the state apartments in the upper ward of Windsor Castle. Then, preceded by the military knights, process on foot down through the castle to St. George's Chapel for the service. If there are any new knights, they are installed on this occasion. After this service, the members of the order return to the upper ward by carriage. Each member of the order, including the sovereign, is allotted a stall in the choir of the chapel, above which his or her heraldic devices are displayed. Perched on the pinnacle of a knight's stall is his helm, decorated with a mantling and topped by his crest. Under English heraldic law, women, other than monarchs, do not bear helms or crests. Instead, the coronet appropriate to the lady's rank is used. The crests of the sovereign and stranger knights, who are monarchs, sit atop their crowns, which are themselves perched on their helms. Below each helm, a sword is displayed. Above the crest or coronet, the knight's or lady's heraldic banner is hung, emblazoned with his or her coat of arms. At a considerably smaller scale, to the back of the stall is affixed a piece of brass, known as a stall plate, displaying its occupant's name, arms, and date of admission into the order. Upon the death of a knight, the banner, helm, mantling, crest, or coronet or crown, and sword are taken down. No other newly admitted knight may be assigned the stall until, after the funeral of the late knight or lady, a ceremony marking his or her death is observed at the chapel, during which military knights of Windsor carry the banner of the deceased knight and offer it to the Dean of Windsor, who places it upon the altar. The stall plates, however, are not removed, rather they remain permanently affixed somewhere about the stall, so the stalls of the chapel are festooned with a colourful record of the order's knights, and now ladies, throughout history. Precedence and Privileges. Knights and ladies of the Garter are assigned positions in the order of precedence, coming before all others of knightly rank, and also above baronets. Wives, sons, daughters, and daughters-in-law of the Knights of the Garter also feature on the order of precedence. Relatives of ladies of the Garter, however, are not assigned any special precedence. As a general rule, individuals can derive precedence from their fathers or husbands, but not from their mothers or wives. The Chancellor of the Order is also assigned a precedence, but this is purely academic, since today the Chancellor is always also a knight companion, with a higher position by that virtue. In fact, it is unclear whether the Chancellor's table precedence has ever come into effect, since under the old system, the office was filled by a diocesan bishop of the Church of England, who again had higher precedence by virtue of that office than any which the Chancellorship could bestow on him. Knights companions prefix Sir, and ladies companions prefix Lady to their forenames. Wives of knights companions may prefix lady to their surnames, but no equivalent privilege exists for husbands of ladies companions. Such forms are not used by peers and princes, except when the names of the former are written out in their fullest forms. Knights and ladies use the post-nominal letters KG and LG respectively. When an individual is entitled to use multiple post-nominal letters, KG or LG appears before all others, except BT for Baronet, VC for the Victoria Cross, and GC for the George Cross. The Sovereign, Knights and Ladies Companions, and Supernumerary Knights and Ladies may encircle their arms with a representation of the Garter, and since it is Britain's highest order of knighthood, the Garter will tend to be displayed in preference to the insignia of any other order, unless there is special reason to highlight a junior one. They may further encircle the Garter with a depiction of the Order's collar, but this very elaborate version is seldom seen. Stranger knights, of course, do not embellish the arms they use at home with foreign decorations such as the Garter. Likewise, while the UK Royal Arms as used in England are encircled by the Garter, in Scotland they are surrounded by the circlet of the Order of the Thistle instead. In Wales and Northern Ireland, the English pattern is followed. Knights and ladies are also entitled to receive heraldic supporters. These are relatively rare among private individuals in the UK. While some families claim supporters by ancient use and others have been granted them as a special reward, only peers, knights and ladies of the Garter and Thistle, the Knights and Dames Grand Cross, and Knights Grand Commanders of certain junior orders are entitled to claim an automatic grant of supporters, upon payment of the appropriate fees, to the College of Arms. Current Members and Officers. The Sovereign of the Order is Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The Knights and Ladies Companions include His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, His Grace the Duke of Grafton, the Right Honourable the Lord Richardson of Dantisbourne, the Right Honourable the Lord Carrington, His Grace the Duke of Wellington, Field Marshal the Right Honourable the Lord Bramall, the Right Honourable Sir Edward Heath, the Right Honourable the Viscount Ridley, the Right Honourable the Lord Sainsbury of Preston Candover, the Right Honourable the Lord Ashburton, the Right Honourable the Lord Kingsdown, the Right Honourable Sir Ninian Stephen, the Right Honourable the Baroness Thatcher, Sir Edmund Hillary, Sir Timothy Coleman, His Grace the Duke of Abercorn, Sir William Gladstone of Fasken and Balfour, Field Marshal the Right Honourable the Lord Inge, Sir Anthony Arthur Ackland, His Grace the Duke of Westminster, the Right Honourable the Lord Butler of Brockwell, the Right Honourable the Lord Morris of Aberavon, the Right Honourable Sir John Major, the Right Honourable the Lord Bingham of Cornhill, and the Right Honourable the Lady Soames. Royal Knights and Ladies, who are supernumerary knights and ladies descended from George I, are His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent, Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal, His Royal Highness the Duke of Gloucester, and Her Royal Highness Princess Alexandra, the Honourable Lady Ogilvy. The stranger knights and ladies are His Royal Highness Grand Duke Jean, the former Grand Duke of Luxembourg, Her Majesty the Queen of Denmark, His Majesty the King of Sweden, His Majesty the King of Spain, Her Majesty the Queen of the Netherlands, His Imperial Majesty the Emperor of Japan, and His Majesty the King of Norway. As officers of the order, the prelate is the Right Reverend Michael Scott Joint, who is the Lord Bishop of Winchester. The Chancellor is the Right Honourable the Lord Carrington. The Registrar is the Right Reverend David Connor, who is the Dean of St. George's Chapel, Windsor. The King of Arms is Peter Llewellyn Gwyn Jones, who is the Garter Principal King of Arms. The Secretary is Patrick Dickinson, who is of Richmond Herald. The Usher is Lieutenant General Sir Michael Wilcox, who is a Gentleman Usher of the Black Rod. For other articles in Wikipedia relating to the Order of the Garter, see also List of Knights and Ladies Companions and Supernumerary Knights and Ladies of the Garter from 1348 to the present day, List of Ladies of the Garter from 1358 to 1488, The Order of the Thistle, The Order of the Bath, The Order of St. Michael and St. George, The Royal Victorian Order, The Order of the British Empire, and UK Topics. References. Institution, Laws and Ceremonies of the Most Noble Order of the Garter by E. Ashmole in 1672. The Most Noble Order of the Garter, 650 Years, by P. J. Beagent and H. Cheshire in 1999 and published by Spink & Son Limited of London. The Most Noble Order of the Garter by I. G. Brennan in 2004, available at www.heraldicsculptor.com/garters.html. The Most Noble Order of the Garter by the Churchill Society in 2004, available at www.churchill-society-london.org.uk/garter.html. The Ceremonial Dress and Accoutrements of the Most Noble Order of the Garter by N. Cox in 1999 of Heraldry News, available at www.geocities.com/noelcox/garter_dress.htm. Knighthood and Chivalry, article of the 1911 edition of Encyclopaedia Britannica, published by Cambridge University Press, St. George's Chapel Windsor homepage, available at www.stgeorges-windsor.org, and The Order of Precedence in England and Wales by F. R. Veald in 2003, available at www.heraldica.org/topics/Britain/order_precedence.htm. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.